This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And Paul Rasmussen, this will be a day many will remember, particularly in the Mon Valley. This could be one of the biggest economic days in the history of the region. And joining us is the mayor of West Mifflin, Chris Kelly. Mayor, good morning. How are you? I'm guessing pretty good.
Well, as our dear friend used to say, it's a wonderful day in the neighborhood.
You've been at this a long time. You've been mayor for more than a decade and a half, lifelong resident. And so you know this story. And you, along with mayors around the region, have been fighting to try to find a way to make a deal happen to keep your economy going. So kind of walk us through where you think we are with this.
Well, I could tell you that we don't know much. Nobody does. It's being held so close to the vest. But what we know is everybody seems happy. Nippon, U.S. Steel, everybody's optimistic. We just think it's a great day that the president is coming to West Mifflin today. Hopefully the announcement and the completion of this deal will be very soon. Not necessarily signing documents today, but at least a time frame of when this and Nippon has agreed to almost immediately start pouring money into investments.
Chris, I'm curious to know who's going to be speaking today. I think it's the U.S. Steel CEO and then the vice chairman of Nippon Steel. Will there be other politicians and leaders up there with the president today?
I don't believe so. I believe it's scheduled to be very short, in and out. And no, there's not a lot of there's like 1 hour scheduled before the event for some brief remarks. And then the president's in and then he's out.
We're with West Mifflin Mayor Chris Kelly. This has been going on for the last few years, but the challenges of U.S. Steel go far beyond that. This could mark a turning point. And then with the infrastructure influx of funding, it could create thousands of construction jobs along with, you know, building up this new plant. Do you have any sense of this process that you mentioned money will start coming in soon, you anticipate? How much do you think they'll spend here?
Billions. I mean, there's money being thrown around. Like me and you talk $5 bills, they're talking billions. You know, in investments. I mean, it's hard to fathom when you're sitting with these gentlemen and you know, okay, we need another billion. Okay. Like, damn, you know, it's hard to believe. And I like to put it into perspective of, you know, we're spending over $1 billion to build that airport, and it's been 5 years and it's created thousands of trades jobs. So now you're going to put a couple billion in here. So it's going to create about 7,500 or more good paying, you know, the carpenters union, electricians, the boilermakers, the masons, they're all going to have long time work and they have to stay somewhere. So our hotels are going to be busy. Our restaurants are going to be busy. You know, they're going to need cars, food, gas, clothing. This is how the trickle down effect works. But for every steelworker's job, there's about 7 cursory jobs. And that's fantastic for our region, the entire Mon Valley. And it's, you know, when they build it, they're going to build it to produce faster, cleaner, and stronger, which is going to lower or at least maintain a status quo of prices instead of automatic jumps. And with the planned tariff project through the president's passage of those bills, it's going to be cheaper here. And, you know, we're going, Japan builds Hondas, Nissans, you know, and hopefully we'll be able to produce the steel for those vehicles.
You know, Mayor, looking back, when U.S. Steel canceled their plans to invest another $1.5 billion in upgrades in the Mon Valley, and now you look at what the deal is today that's on the table, looks like you came out way ahead.
Well, we.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Came out way ahead, and that was back then. It was the lack of cooperation with Allegheny County Health Department. You know, they kept fining $1 million when they were trying to make upgrades. And so now Nippon has a plan to be a greener company by 2035, you know, carbon neutral. That's fantastic for that, for environmental concerns. I mean, there's nothing negative about this deal.
Mayor, I know that you and the other mayors have been really cohesive in fighting to try to find a way to get a deal done. That said, the rank and file seems to be on board. Why is the union pushing back still?
When I met with Mr. McCall, when this, the deal seemed to be dead and not going anywhere, I sent him a letter. I said, can we sit down and talk? And he was very gracious, Mr. McCall was. And we went over some of the sticking points, and I said, please let me take this back to Mr. Morey. And he said, Morey will never come here. Well, we took a 20-minute recess, and Mr. Morey said, well, I called him. I didn't realize it was 4:30 in the morning in Tokyo. And at first, it didn't go over well. Like, you know, Kelly's on. You know, time. I said, yeah, it's, you know, bright and early here. Anyway, he said, I'll be on the next plane. And Mr. McCall, obviously, you know, there's no question when you sit on and talk to one-on-one, he has another agenda, and it wasn't with U.S. Steel. It was with Cleveland-Cliffs. And we all know how Cleveland-Cliffs has turned out, you know, and we all saw Alonzo Conclaves on the TV grabbing the flag and mentioning Pearl Harbor and everything like that. And God forbid he would have been. Who would have wanted that guy to be our CEO of U.S. Steel? So the hidden agenda was there. I'm surprised that the international is not representing the best interest of their locals. It's disappointing to me. But it is what it is, and the locals are very happy.
You're talking about the men and women, rank and file, the people that actually do the work.
Yes. And their jobs are going to be saved.
And there'll be more to come, apparently.
Yes. And they'll belong to the same union as the international.
So,
and I don't know if anybody knows this, but Nippon's plants in West Virginia and other plants that they have, they've been in the United States for two decades. They belong to the United Steelworkers Union.
You know, a lot of people don't know that, Mayor.
Yes. Yeah. And they're very happy. The fallings in West Virginia, the president of the union said, these people are great to work with. We work everything out. We don't need the grievances and arbitration. We work it out.
Well, it's a big day. How are you feeling right now?
Oh, I'm on top of the world. Yeah, there's no question. I mean, it's a great day. It's a great relief. I actually shed a few tears when the announcement came, and I felt such relief for the families and the steelworkers and their families, realizing that I lived through this in the Homestead Works. I was the chief of police in Homestead when one of their largest plants in the world closed, and I saw the devastation that comes with it. And I'm so happy. Like, you know, Clairton, 70% of their tax base comes from the steel mill. ET, the same thing. We would have survived out here in West Mifflin, but the school district would have lost a ton of money. The borough, that all would have had to been make up on the backs of the residents. So it's just a great day all around.
Mayor Chris Kelly of West Mifflin, the happiest man in town, and I feel very excited for the people you represent and in our community. Just a good day because of what it represents, to your point, to the families and the region. So, Mayor, enjoy this. You guys have worked hard for it.
And I thank you for your continued support on this deal. You're keeping it in the news and keeping people generated, because as the people learned more about it, they got on board. And that's thanks to people like you and your station.
Mayor, you're the man. Enjoy.
Thank you. You have a nice day.
You too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.